Be with you here this morning.
很高兴今天和大家在一起。
Seems like it's I'm a really off and on person, aren't I?
我好像就是来来走走的，来来去去的。
But this has been a different kind of year for me.
今年对我来讲是不太一样的一年。
It seems as if the Lord had something very special.
好像神对我很特别的计划今年。
Special to teach me.
有一个很特别的计划，教导我很特别的事情。
I thought I was really learning it.
我觉得我真的是学好了。
But last week I had an operation and they were taking off the thing off my hand.
然后上个星期呢，我的手上做了手术，就把我手上原来戴的东西给拿
掉了。I thought, oh, this is good. Now, you know, now.
然后我说，哎呀，这个真棒啊！现在你知道我可以了。
The very next morning.
然后呢，第二天早晨呢
，Somehow I fell out of bed.
我不知道怎么回事，我就从床上掉下来了。
And had a regular automobile accident.
然后这个从床掉下来呢，这个后果就像说出了车祸一样。
I had cut.
然后我身上有那个伤啊，还有那个瘀子。然后
they sort of wanted to see if my brain, if anything was wrong, so they took a picture. And that seemed pretty good. Maybe it's because it's not too full anymore.
然后他们又给我的脑就是脑部造了一个那个透视，这样的话。证明我的脑部没有问题。
I thank the Lord.
然后我还是很感谢神。
For his mercies.
因为神的怜悯。
Things could be so much worse than that.
其实这个可以很生命中很多事情可以更糟糕。
You know, this year I have had 3 months when I didn't go to the doctor, hospital, or have treatments.
这个今年中呢有三个月的时间呢我不需要去看医生不需要去医院不需要去做各种各样的治疗。
And those 3 months, except for 2 weeks, I spent in China.
这三个月中呢，除了两个星期，其实都是在中国度过的。
I felt so good in China.
我在中国感觉特别好。
No, nothing was paining, nothing was hurting.
没有身上哪也不痛，也没有任何问题。
But as soon as I get out of China, it seems I fall apart.
然后好像我一离开中国，整个人就垮掉了。
But I thank God.For all of his goodness to us.
我感谢神为他的良善，为他的美好。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter.
让我们翻到那个哥林多前书第十三章。
As you're turning there,
当你翻圣经的时候
，Christmas is very close now.
现在马上就要到圣诞节了。
And we always hear about the star, the wise men.
我们就听到天上那个星星和那个东方三博士。
About the stable, the angels, and the shepherds.
我们讲到马槽，讲到天使。
And all of those were beautiful things that happened during the time our Lord was born.
这些都是在主耶稣降生的时候所发生的一些很美好的事情。
But this morning I want to talk about the reason why he came.
但是今天早晨我要讲到说主耶稣来的
the reason why
为什么他要来到这个世上来
and that was love
那是因为他的爱因为爱他来到这个世上
love that took the master from the golden streets
这个爱呢是让我们的这位生活在这个荆荆铺道的主人
to the dusty roads
来到这个充满了这个加利利这个充满灰尘的街道
that took him from the throne room
把他从那个宝座的那个宝座的房间里面
，and put him in a stable with smelly animals and sweaty shepherds，
带到这个马槽里，就是这很臭的这个周围都是臭臭的动物里边，然后有干草，还有这个身上也是有的那个汗臭的这个牧羊人中间
，and they wrapped him in swaddling clothes，
然后他们就拿这个就是这个一很一就是这个小。就是那个马槽的布
you know what swaddling cloth
包起来你知道这个包青还是这个布是什么布吗
They would wear those in layers around their waist when they would travel
那个就是把他们就是一层一层的他们就是出去旅行的时候就把它绑在腰间
And of course in those days I guess things were not so sure of it So they wore this so that if they died there was something to wrap them up in
他们那个为什么腰上会裹这个布呢？就是说他们因为出去不像我们现在这么安全。他们说万一要是在路上出什么事他们要是死了，他们腰间应该有个布可以把他们的尸体给裹起来。
Jesus,
所以这就是、那个、
Jesus baby clothes was a death cloth.
其实包裹主耶稣的这个布呢，就是实际上是包裹死人的布。
He left that beautiful place where they were praising and lifting him up.
他离开了天堂，在那里他会所有的天使都会敬拜他。
To be spit on.
但是他来到这里却是被人吐口水被人咽气被人鞭打
To be accused.
去被人诽谤。
To be lied on.
去被人诬陷。
To be put on a cross.
最后被钉在十字架上。
What would make him do that?
是什么原因让他愿意去做这些呢？
God's love.
这就是神的爱。
You see, we have to understand that God isn't just loving.
神不单单就是说好像他很有爱心这样。
We have to realize that he doesn't just know how to love.
他不是就是知道怎么样去以一种不同的方式来爱。
Love was nothing that just shone from his eyes or from his touch like many times us.
就像我们一样，他的爱不单单说从他的眼神里边，从他的拥抱里边来显示。
But you see, the very essence of God was love.
神的本质就是爱。
It was the very being of God.
神的这个整个存在，这个存在就是爱。
And so when he created us in his image, he imparted to us the capability of knowing what love can be.
然后当他按照他的形象创造我们的时候，他给了我们这种能力，让我们能够知道这个爱是什么。
So we see then that the love of God,
所以我们能看到神的爱。
The word tells us before the foundation of the earth.
圣经上说在创造世界之前。
Already made up his plan.
神就已经就是立好了这个计划。
To send his son to this world.
去送他的儿子到我们这个世上来。
What a place to come to.
到底是什么样的一个到一个什么样的到我们这个地方来。我们这个地方是什么样的一个地方呢
?Of hatred.
这个地方是充满了仇恨
，a place of malice，
这个充满了邪恶
，a place of prejudice，
然后充满了偏见
，a place that it just isn't a nice place，
不是一个很好的，根本就不是一个好地方。
We're seeing so much of it exasperating now, getting larger now.
我们现在
the hate and the prejudice and the hurts，
我们现在看到这些仇恨，看到这些偏见，我们看到它现在在扩大，到处都能看到。
But God sent His Son.
但是神呢，却把他的儿子送到这样一个地方来。
Because He so loved.
因为神爱世人。
Now, inasmuch as I never had children,
因为我虽然没有孩子。
God said He would put me in families, and that's just what He did.
然后呢，但是神却把我放在家庭之中，这就是神所做的。
I was just listening to a woman sing that one time was my little girl.
我就听到一个女士，她曾经是我的一个小女孩。
So I've had several grandchildren that I so love.
然后我有很多这样的一个孙辈的，我非常爱他们。
I may not be anything biological, but emotional and with my love toward, I really love them.
虽然血缘上他们不是我的孩子，但是在这个感情上，他们却是我的孙子孙女儿。
But my love isn't like the love of God.
但是我的爱却不是像神的爱。
We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but I want you to listen as we, or you can look in your Bibles.
或者我们可以看去看圣经。
But I just want to read this because I want to sort of talk about it.
然后我就是想大家我们一起来读这个，因为我想谈论这些。
Now, the first thing that we see written here is
我们看到第一件他讲到的是
Though I speak with tongues of men and angels,
说我若能说万人的方言。
And have not love,
但是却没有爱。
I am sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal.
我就成了鸣的锣，响的拔一般。
And though I have the gift of prophecy,
我若有先知讲道之能。
And understand all mysteries,
也明白各样的奥秘。
And all knowledge,
各样的知识。
And have not love, I am nothing.
如果我没有爱，这也是我就算不得什么。
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor,
我若将所有的周济穷人
，and even give my body to be burned,
又舍己是叫人焚烧
，yet if I don't have love,
却没有爱
，it profiteth me nothing,
仍然与我无益。
And then he goes on to tell us Paul tells us under.Inspiration of the Spirit.
再接着保罗在圣灵的感动之下就继续讲
Characteristics of love.
讲到爱的特征，爱的特点。
The kind of love that he's talking.
然后他在讲到他所说的那种神圣之爱。
Love suffers long.
第一句就是爱是恒久忍耐。
Let that sink in a minute.
让我们开始来仔细的想一句这句话。
Love is kind.
爱是是恩慈，又有恩慈。
It doesn't envy.
爱是不嫉妒。
It doesn't vaunt itself and puff up.
爱是不自夸，不张狂。
It doesn't behave itself unseemingly.
不做害羞的事。
It doesn't seek her own.
不求自己的益处。
It's not easily provoked.
不轻易发怒。
And it thinks no evil.
不计算人的恶。
It rejoices not in iniquity.
不喜欢不义。
But it rejoices in truth.
只喜欢真理。
It bears all things.
凡事包容。
Believes all things.
凡事相信。
Hopes all things.
凡事盼望。
Endures all things.
凡事忍耐。
Love never fails.
爱是永不止息。
But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail.
先知讲道终之能终必归于无有。
They shall cease.
说方言之能终必停止。
And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
知识也必终归于无有。
For we know in part.
我们现在所知道的有限。
And we prophesy in part.
先知所讲的也有限。
But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is past shall be done.
等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。
The last verse of that chapter says, "And now abideth faith." Hope and love.
这一章最后一句讲到说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
But the greatest of these is love.
这三样，其中最大的是爱。
It's beautiful, isn't it?
这是非常非常美的，对不对？
It's being read all, and probably in all the churches across the world.
全世界所有的教会大概都在读这一章。
It's so beautiful. We like to put it up in the plaque.
所以我们这么美，我们就会把它放在一个那个匾里边，匾额放在墙上。
That has that verse on it, so
或者你的书签也有这个，你就可以反复的读。
But the problem is,
但是问题呢是
，we cannot live it.
但是我们却活不出来自己这种爱。
We cannot live it in ourselves.
我们靠着自己在我们里边，我们活不出来这种爱。
You and I have love, but it's imperfect.
我们有爱，但是这个爱是非常。
I think if you go through that list, you'll find at least one place that you don't do.
你就要如果看看刚才的那个那些对爱的描述，肯定里边你能找到有一个地方你是做不到的。
So, why is Paul writing something in the Word of God that he cannot live?
为什么保罗要在神的话语里面讲到一些事情，其实自己也做不到呢？
That was because he knew that through God.
因为保罗知道靠着神
we can.
我们可以做到
Now in the Old Testament
在旧约里边
Because some of you are going to say Well, God isn't always kind we, All kinds of things we go through
因为你有时候会说神并不总是良善的我经历了很多的事情
A great deal of those is because of sin
很多的情况下是因为罪
But those that we go through many times is because he does love
还有的我们经历这些呢是因为神真的是爱我们
You know, in the Old Testament, love was called chastened.
在旧约里边这个爱呢是一种管
教之爱 Now, chastened had two distinctive parts to it.
这种管教的这种爱呢是有两个不同的部分
One side of it was long-suffering and merciful love.
一方面呢这个管教的爱呢是你长久的忍耐和这个怜悯恩慈的爱
And the other side was strict, firm, and disciplinary love.
但另外一方面呢就是一个严厉的管教的一个爱这是一个爱的两方面。
You see, God cannot let us go on in our sins.
神不可能就让我们一直在这种罪中生活。
And so because he loves us,
因为他爱我们
he may have to discipline.
所以呢他有时候就必须要管教我们。
He may have to allow Satan to tempt us and To test us.
或者他就会允许撒旦来引诱惑我们，来试炼我们。
But it doesn't mean he doesn't love.
这个并不是说他就不爱我们。
That's the other side of his love.
但是这个是爱的，就是刚才我们讲到两面，这是爱的另外一面。
So we have to realize then that here I am loved by a benevolent parent.
就像我们要意识到，我们是一个对我们怀着好的心意的父母，这样来爱我们。
But a pretty strict one.
但是也是一个很严格的父母
One that doesn't allow us to get away with something always
不会说我们做错事情就总是放任我们
So let's look at this love.
让我们来看这种爱。
Now, in the Hebrew, it's that we have three different kinds of love. Rather, we have three different kinds of love.
在希伯来文里边有三种不同的爱。
And one of them is just love of friendship.
第一种呢，就是说朋友之间的爱。
Another kind of love is a deeper love between husband and wife and children. You know?
然后另外一种就是更深的爱，就像那个亲情之爱，就像夫妻跟孩子之间，父母跟孩子之间的爱。
Are the ones we know.
这些都是我们所体会到的，所知道的爱。
Those are the ones we use.
这也是我们平常生活中所经历所用的。
Not always perfect.
并不说总是很完美。
Because we're not always long-suffering.
因为有的时候我们并不总是能够忍耐。
Some of you have a little nature in you that's pretty hot.
然后我们有些人的那个脾气就是比较很容易就急起来。
And pretty quick you're going to let somebody know that you're not long suffering.
然后很快你就让那个人知道你可不是那种长久忍耐的人。
So what is this? We call this agape love.
我们叫的讲到这种爱呢是圣爱或者叫神的爱。
This is the love of God.
这其实是从神来的爱。
Now, what makes up this agape love?
这个称为这个阿加贝爱加贝的这个爱是什么爱呢
It's an unconditional love.
这是一种没有条件的爱。
It doesn't try to get something from us.
并不是说想从你那里得到什么回报。
It's a freeing love that costs nothing.
这是一种完全给你的爱，不需要你付
任何的代价。It's a love that is other-centered. God centered it on man.
这是另外一种是以别人为中心的爱，是神的，他的爱是对着你的，是从神起源于神，但是以你为中心。
This is the kind of love that is love no matter what anyone to us.
这就是说不管说发生了什么情况，他都会爱你。
We see a horrible crime.
我们看到一个非常可怕的一个犯罪，一个犯罪现场。
Maybe it was a murderer that murdered many people.
或者是一种凶杀案，很多人在其中被谋杀。
It went to prison.
然后呢，这个凶手就 You mean the murderer went to prison?
Yes.
这个凶手呢，就被关到监狱里了。
While he's there.
然后这个凶手在这个监狱里的时候。
Christians visit him.
然后有基督徒就去探访他。
Begin to tell him about God's love.
然后就告诉他关于神的爱。
Begin to tell him how God even loves him.
甚至告诉他神也爱他。
Somehow through the Holy Spirit, he grasped hold of that.
但是通过圣灵呢，这个凶手呢，可能就知道了这个爱。然后神确实也原谅了他。
And prepares him for heaven.
然后准备了这个，就为这个凶手也准备了一条去天堂的路。
How does our human nature feel?
但是我们作为人，我们会怎么感觉呢
？That man doesn't deserve forgiveness.
你就觉得说这个人这么坏，
He brought hurt to many a family.
他不值得这种，他不值得原谅，他不值得这个饶恕，因为他带来给很多家庭带来伤害。
Something rises up in us.
然后在我们里边，我们就觉得起源起来
justice.
然后我们就觉得我们这个公义就起来了。
Man needed to feel justice. He needs to feel that's our love.
我们就觉得说，这个人他真的是应该是被惩罚，他应该受到公正的审判。
But God's love goes into the cell.
但是呢，神的爱呢，甚至到了那个监狱的那个囚室里面。
It allows the Holy Spirit.
允许，甚至让圣经去对这个，让圣灵对这个罪犯说话。
You see, that's unconditional.
这是一种就是没有条件的爱。
Love keeps on coming.
然后这个爱呢，就是不断的会，就是不管你怎么样，他还是会找到你。
Even though we try to stop it,
虽然我们就说我们不要你接近我。
His love is still flowing unceasing.
但是他的爱呢，却是源源不断的，真的是流向我们。
So we see then that here we recognize that God isn't giving up on us.
你知道神从来没有放弃过我们。
Sometimes we get, how can I say it, unsettled in our life.
有的时候我们的生活好像很不稳定，就是好像。
Sometimes we come to a place where we think, oh, I'm not going to bother anymore. I'm going to live my own life.
有的时候就说，我何必再努力呢？我就反正我就是要按我自己的心意去生活。
But you know, God's love keeps following us.
但是你知道吗？神的爱一直在追赶着我们。
I had that in my life.
你说我要过我自己的生活。
I knew how he followed me down until my heart reached out.
我知道我过去也是想就是按我自己的心意生活，但是神的爱的追赶着我。
And God's love can be one-sided.
神的爱呢是一面的爱，就是单面单方向单面的爱。
He's not looking for our love.
他不是在寻求我们的爱的回报。
Saying to us, if I don't give you my love, or you don't give me your love, I'm not going to give you mine.
神不是对我们说，如果你不爱我的话，我也不会再爱你。
That's the way we are.
我们是这样的。
But not him.
但是不是神。
He literally still loves us, though we didn't love him.
虽然我们就是不去爱，没有爱他，但他还是这样子无条件的爱着我们。
God's love is freeing.
神的爱是白白的给我们的。
It frees us to love.
哦，神的爱是释放性的，他能够让我们去爱，有这个爱的能力。
It frees us from our own expectations.
他让我们能够放下我们的期待
and our own presumptions.
放下我们自己的假设。
Frees us that we don't have to be loved by anyone.
他放下我们这种期待，就是说我们需要被人来爱。神的这个爱是释放性的，让我们能够得到真的是自由。
So you see, all of our relationships, because I'm free now.
在我们所有的人际关系中，因为我现在自由了。
If God's love is in my life, it's freed me.
如果神的爱使我在我自由。
Now I can look you in the face when you lied about.
所以这样的，就算你对我撒谎，我也可以看着你。
When you try to break my reputation.
或者你在背后诽谤我。
When you show me that you contempt against me.
或者说你歧视我，你看不起我。
I'm free enough to look at you.
然后我还是很自由，可以看着你的。
And say I'm praying for you.
然后对你说，我在为你祷告。
Free enough to feel bad, thinking they're going to be lost.
然后就是，然后我有这种自由，就是让我看到你真的是有可能会走向这个灭亡的失落的时候，我还是心里会感到很难过。
God has an other-centered love.
神的这个爱是以对方是以别人为中心的。
Because he puts your interests first.
因为神把我们的利益放在第一位。
When I say that, I'm not talking about the mundane things of this world.
我不是讲到这个世界上的这种平常的这种事情，讲到他把我们就是以我们的利益为中心。
My hands are not very good right now.
我的手现在感觉不是特别好。
They're very numb.
然后总是很麻。
Hard to use my right hand.
基本上就我的右手就不太能够不能做什么事情。
This one has a bit of arthritis. I'm not complaining.
它有一点这个就是关节炎。就是我只是用这个来做例子，我不是来抱怨。
So I found that my iPad was pretty heavy.
然后我就发现我的这个 iPad 呢，就是很
重。Trying to hold it.
然后因为这手不能用嘛，那我这个举着 iPad 也是比较困难。
And so I thought, oh, maybe I should get little mini.
然后我就想说，我要是有个那个小的 iPad， 可能就会好一些。
I shouldn't be ashamed of myself, but I thought maybe I should get a little mini.
然后我就觉得说，我要是能够有一个小 iPad 该多好啊！
So I go to Amazon. I shop everything there, probably.
然后我现在就很多都在网上，就 Amazon 上去亚马逊网站上去买，然后我就看，然后我就看。
Oh no, I can't pay that.
然后我就说，哎呦，
I can't pay.
然后我就看看这个是这个好贵啊，算了，我买不起。然后再看。
One day Darcy came to me and she handed me a catalog.
然后有一天师母来了，师母拿了一个就是那个一本那个杂志，就是那个卖东西的杂志。
She said you're American.Airline, whatever they give it.
他说他有妈咪是那个美联航，因为他坐飞机很多嘛，他是他的一个什么
？You have to get something with.
就是那个白金会员，他说你可以要从他们订一些东西。
Because they're going to expire.
因为呢，他有很多很多累积了很多点数。
So
如果你不买东西，这个点数就作废了。
So I said nothing.
然后我说我不需要什么。
I just put it down.
然后就把那个杂志目录放在那儿。
Don't click with me or something.
然后就是那些目录什么的，我从来就没有多想。
Did you look in there?
然后师母就说：“你看了没有？你再看看呢。”他说：“没有。”
So finally, I did look in.
然后最后呢，我说我还是看看吧那个杂志。
And as I scrolled through,
然后我就在那翻。
I saw the mini iPad.
哦，我突然看到了那个小 iPad.
And I had enough points.
然后我的那个他要那个点数，我正好也有那么多点数。
And a brand new one, not even the postage I didn't have to pay.
然后我这个真的是很棒，我甚至连邮费都不用付。
You see God's other-centered love.
然后神就是以别人为中心，这个爱就在我。
Many times He's just given me the desire of my heart.
他很多时候是以真是满足我的心愿，我所想要的。
And then God, His love is light.
然后神的爱就是光。
That light pierces through the darkness.
神的光真的照射在黑暗里。
And it brings and it exposes the truth.
然后真的是神的这个光照亮我们这个心中的黑暗，把这个真相给还原出来。
You know, the Muslim religion is one that has developed for since the 6th century.
自从那个公元六世纪以来，这个穆斯林的这个信仰
，it's gone through so many some different periods of time.
他们那个穆斯林的这个信仰，这个宗教，他们有他们发展的不同阶段。
And they are very faithful people.
他们是很就是很守约、很信实的这个信徒。
They pray five times a day.
他们一天要祷告五次，不管什么情况，他们一定要祷告五次。
They have to go through their five steps during their lifetime.
他们的在他们的一生中间，他们有五步是要有五步他们要走的，就是五个步骤。
They have to dress the way they do.
他们要必须要穿衣服，要穿成就是那样，他们现在的这种样子。
This they taught from childhood.
这是他们从幼儿时候就这样被教导的。
But the god that they serve, which is a moon god,
他们所侍奉的这位月亮之神。
Says in the Quran,
在他们的可兰经里说道
，You can do all these things.
你可以做所有的这些，你所有都遵守了。
But if it doesn't please Allah,
但是如果你没有这个让阿拉高兴的话
，You'll not go to heaven.
你就不能去天堂。
Nothing there of redemption.
那里没有救赎。
Nothing there of hope.
那里没有希望。
It's like a Russian roulette. It's just a chance.
那个好像就完全是靠机会，靠你的运气。
But God and His love.
但是神呢 在我们在他的爱里边
is going through the Arab nations in the Middle East.
神甚至就是说在这个阿拉伯的世界中东这个国
家里 and shining his light into darkness.
神真的是把他的光放在这黑暗里边
thinking, darkness that have held them all their life.
他们的思想中的这种黑暗这种思想是把他们放在这个黑暗里整个一生中都在生活在黑暗之中
and thousands are getting saved.
但是很多很多上千的人在那边成千上万的人在得救在伊拉克
I'm sorry, Iraq is the fastest growing church in the world today
你知道吗在伊拉克现在他们的教会是成长最快的在整个世界上
They're crying out
他们现在向神呼求
I saw a documentary yesterday
我昨天看了一个纪录片
That was showing where all the Bibles off the smartphones where they had gone to
他们就看到就是在这个圣经上可以就你手机上可以有这个可以 download 的可以下载那个圣经他们都去哪儿现在都是哪儿在下载那个圣经
And when they pictured the Middle East, it was covered.
但是你知道吗在下载圣经最多的下载圣经最多的地方
在中东 that are now reading the Bible.
现在非常非常多的中东的人在读圣经
And God is in his love is bringing light to a darkened heart.
现在神真的在他的爱中间他就把这个光照到了一个黑暗的心中
That's our God.
这是我们的神。
That's His love.
这是他的爱。
But you see, God's this a grip of love. It involves a choice.
但是这个神圣之爱呢，里边包含了选择。
Now, not to God, there's no choice.
对神来讲是没有选择。
But to us.
但是对我们来讲，我们是有选择。
He tells us that we have to. This choice allows Him to use us.In an open vessel through which he can pour his love.
就是说，我们这个选择是我们的。当我们这样做选择的时候呢，神就可以把我们作为好像一个开通的
通道，
然后来显示他的爱。
I'm asking God to help me this morning to be able to help you to understand.
我就求神帮助我，让我能帮助你们能够理解。
We have a tremendous source of love, which is God.
我们有一个真的是巨大的、无限的泉源，爱的源泉就是神。
He sent Jesus not to condemn the world.
他把耶稣送下来，不是为了
Jesus to show the world His love.
不是要定这个世界的罪，而是要显示他的爱。
And He showed it.In the form of a man.
然后呢，耶稣是以一个人的形式来显示神的爱。
So what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢
？Jesus was crying out, "You can have my Father's love flowing through you."
主耶稣在说，你可以有我，你可以有我父神的爱，你可以让父神的爱通过你流出来。
So if you can just envision this,
如果你可以在你的头脑中来想象一下
，God our Father's love pouring from the throne，
神的父神的爱从这个宝座上这样流下来
，into a pipe，
流到一个管道里边
，and flowing out the other end，
然后从那管道里流到那边，从那个管道的那一端流出来
，That's what He wants，
这是神所想要的，从他那里从这个管道流到另外一边
，Now the pipe isn't lead，
然后这个 但是这个
The pipe isn't steel.
这个管道呢不是铅做的，也不是钢做的。
The pipe is you and me.
这个管道是谁呢？就是你，就是我。
He wants to be able to pipe through us.
神想要把他的爱从我们身上流出去。
His divine love.
他的属天的爱从我们这些管道流出去。
But it's a choice.
但是这是一个选择。
He doesn't just say, okay, no, it's our choice.
他并不说好吧，他就是，但是我们必，对我们来讲，这是一个选择。
You see, Agrippa love is not a natural love.
这个神的爱呢，不是一个自然的爱。
It is a supernatural love.
这是一个超自然的爱。
We can't produce this in our own strength.
我们不能靠着自己的力量来能够来有这种爱，能够来制造出来、产生出来这种爱。
You see, our will is there to be worked with.
我们的这时候呢，我们的自由意志，我们的意志要在里边。
It has to be me that wills to God, this is what I want.
你必须要说，神啊，我的意志愿意现在降服给你，你要我什么我就做什么。
It's not this thing, Lord, I'll love them if it kills me.
你不是说靠做神啊，我要去爱他们，就算他们杀了我也去爱他们。
That's the kind of love we try to put on.
那是我们自己想要靠自己的努力制造出来的爱。
Now I have nothing against them.
我他们这样说，我不会说反对他们。
Oh, I would do them no harm.
然后你会对神说，神啊，我他们怎么样做，我都不会去伤害他们。
But there's not much love.
但是这里边没有很多的爱在里边。
So we see then that this is not a natural love. He doesn't expect you to be able to do this in yourself.
这个不是自然的爱，神也没有期待你靠着你自己能产生出来这种爱。
Now if you live alone,
如果你是一个单身，你自己住，
and nobody bothers you,
如果你自己一个人住的话，没有人来干扰你。
You probably won't show a lot of your mistakes.
所以你也没有机会来显示你的错误。
But we don't live alone.
但是我们没有一个人是单独生活的，独自生活的。
So therefore, I choose to set myself.
所以我选择把我自己。
Now this is our side of it.
这是我们这方面要做的。
We set ourselves aside. And we want to ask him to help us.
我们把自己摆在神那边，求神来帮助我们。
Thoughts,
通过我的思想。
Through my emotions,
通过我的情绪。
And through my desires,
通过我的愿望。
That they are, Lord, what you want, not contrary to what you want.
不管我做什么，我所有这一切是神啊，是做你所想做的，而不是说跟你所想要的相反。
You see, as humans,
作为人来讲，
it goes through our thoughts.
首先呢，是通过我们的思想。
Somebody hurt me.
有些人伤害我了。
I go home and I think over and over.
然后我就开始回去想，这个人就这么伤害我。
Become something that comes a part of me.
然后慢慢你这样想呢，这种伤害就变成你。
Your emotions will act on.
不管你要这样开始想的话呢，你的情绪就会跟着走，跟着你的思想。
And your desired actions.Toward a person.
然后呢，这样的话，你的那个对这个人的愿望跟这个人的那个行为就会不同。
That's why all of them have to be yielded to him.
所以我不管我们的哪一方面，我们的思想情绪都要对神降服下来。
You see, what we're doing is that God is using us.
神在用我们。
That we might be able to show His love.To the other person.
所以呢，神用我们，通过我们来显示，把他的爱对别人来显示出来。
You see, Paul hit it right. All of our religious activities.
神保罗呢是一个宗教性很强的人，他做的每件事情，那个律法上他都是没有可以指责的。
Or nothing without this love.
但是呢，他这已经写到，他什么都做了，但是就是没有爱。
Because it's this love in us that shows others.And makes them to see Jesus in our lives.
因为这种只有这个神的爱在我们生命中显示出来，才从让别人能看到耶稣的爱，能看到神。
You say, "Oh no, that's for the saints."
你说这个爱呢，可能只有那些圣徒，那些。
That's for when you get old and gray like me.
或者是等你老了，白发苍苍像我这样，你才能活出来这种爱。
And you're a little tired of life.
再或者说你自己已经这个生活已经没什么。
And you really don't care.
然后你什么都不在乎了，你所以就。
No.You never get rid of it.
你从来不会，就是说你。
You never get rid of those flaws in our love.
然后你从来不会靠着你自己，你自然而然的就有这个神的爱在你身上流露出来。
So you say, Lord.
所以你要说神呐。
I need more love for this person.
你说神啊，我真的是需要对这个人有更多从你那儿来的爱。
Lord, I need to set more of myself aside so that more of your love can come.
神啊，我要真的是把自己放在你面前，这样可以从你那儿有更多的爱流露出来。
Confession one.
Confession one.
That's me.
然后第一个说，我要在这里承认。
Believe it or not.
相信或者不相信，你不知道你们相信不相信。
I read something on the iPad before I went to sleep.
在我睡觉之前，我在 iPad 上读了一些东西。
And it was something I thought was so stupid.
然后我觉得这个东西呢，真的是很笨。
How could our president even think that or do that?
我说我们的总统怎么可以做这些，这样想，这样做呢？
So I woke up during the night.
然后半夜里我就醒了。
I'm thinking about the president.
我还在那儿想这位总统。
And I'm thinking about one of these days somebody's going to kill him.
然后我还想说，可能有一天什么人会杀了他。
I began to think a little bit.
然后我就开始让我开始想象。
And I caught myself.
然后突然我就想说，我在想什么？我说神呐
，Give me more love for that man.
然后我说
，Give me more love for that man.
我说神呐，让我能够爱我们的总统，让我能够爱这个总统。
And the Lord began to quiet my spirit.
然后神就让我的慢慢我的灵里就开始安静下来。
And I believe I'm going to be able to keep praying. I have to do that every once in a while.
然后我就开始我想我现在可以继续为他祷告。
Because we have to recognize, we have to keep these things, our pipe clear.
我们要保证我们这个管道是这个是干净的，是畅通的。
Now Paul wrote this to a very troubled church.
保罗写信的这个哥林多教会是一个充满了麻烦。
Such a beautiful scripture to such a church as this.
这是非常美的一个经节，但是却是给一个麻烦不断、非常就是有各种各种问题的教会。
They were having a lot of trouble with each other.
他们彼此之间矛盾不断，然后吵架。
Setting one up against the other and so forth.
然后就是彼此为敌。
See, this shows that there is some kind of a wrong relationship with you and God.
这就是如果你们彼此之间老是吵架，这说明你跟神的关系出了问题。
And Paul called it what it was. It's carnality.
保罗说的是什么？说这是属肉体的。
Carnality is of the flesh.
这个肉体呢，就是什么？是从你的本性里面、血气里
出来的。And this is where Satan works.
这就在你的肉体里、血气里边，这是撒旦所工作的地方。
They had a fleshly way of thinking.
他们有一个属肉体的想法。
And a fleshly way of living.
有一个属肉体的一个生活方式。
So Paul, bless his heart, was a very direct man.
但是保罗呢，感谢神呢，他是一个很直截了当的人，讲话很直接。
Now he said, "I don't talk to you like spiritual people."
他说我跟你们说话不能把你当成属灵的人。
1 Corinthians 3:1-3.
你可以看到哥林多前书第三章第四，他说我不能跟你们讲话，不能把你们当成属灵的。
But as unto carnal people,
只能把你当做属肉体。
Even as babes in Christ,
在基督里为婴孩的。
And all I can give you is milk.
然后他说我是用奶喂你们
Can't give you any meat,
没有用饭喂你们
Because you're unable to take it,
因为那是你们不能吃
fleshly,
因为你们是属肉体的
And so we went on because what? Because there's envying and strife and division
因为在你们中间有嫉妒有纷争
Are you not carnal and walk as men?
这岂不是你们属乎肉体照着世人的样子行吗
So we realize then that Paul is saying thereBecause your fleshly man, the man, what shall I say, the sinful man.
因为你们是属肉体的，是有罪性的人，是你们完全是属肉体的。
He didn't call these sinners.
他没有叫他们是罪人，但是他们说他们属肉体的。
He said you're carnal.
说你们是属肉体的。
It's not that you're not forgiven.
不是说这些人呢没有被神饶恕原谅。
By fleshly means.
但是他们是照着世人的样子行，照着肉体的样子行。
So now let's look at this thing, this Agrippa.
让我们来看这个神的爱
Agape, I'm sorry.
所谓的神的就是圣爱
It doesn't come automatically natural.
他这个圣爱，这个神的爱，不是能够自然而然就你就有的
That love is in our heart. But sometimes something happens.
这个爱呢，是有时候是在我们的心里，但有的时候有些事情出现了
But suddenly something happens.
本来是流的从神那边流到你这里流得很畅通突然有些事情发生了
I don't know if any of you remember Corrie Ten Boom
有些人记不记得那个彭 彭泽利在荷兰的二战的时间的那个 那位女士
several years her dad was died there and her sister died there in a concentration camp
她在那个集中营里纳粹的集中营里好多年在那边她爸爸跟姐姐都死在那个集中营里边
afterwards she felt it was her mission to go about because she loved and she wanted them to know how God brought her through
然后呢她在二战之后呢她就是到处去宣讲就是神对她有多好神怎么拯救她她就想宣讲神的良善
at one meeting
但是在有一个聚会里边呢
she said all of a sudden I saw
突然之间呢她看到有个人过来了
walking down,
一个男人过来
and she said I recognized him
然后我马上就认出他来了
He was one of those that had been so mean to my sister.
他说我就知道这个就是那个
that had done some of those wicked things to us.
就是说是一个在那个纳粹集中营的守卫，他对我姐姐非常的不好。
She said something came up in her heart.
对我伤害很大，他说心里马上就感觉出来。
The man got to her.
然后这个人就过来对他说。
He said, "Do you know me? Yes."
他说你知道我吗？你认出来我了吗？
He said, "I've come to ask you to forgive me."
他说我来。
The Lord has forgiven me.
原谅我。他说神已经饶恕了我。
She said, "I had a battle."
他说这个彭泽利这个姐妹又说，我站在那儿，我心里面有一个征战。我看着他，我知道他对我们做了什么。
We did not deserve it.
我们他就是对我们很残忍，我们不配，就是他做我们是过分。
She said, "I lifted up my heart to God."
然后我就在心里对神祷告说。
And ask him to give me that love.
我说求神给我那种他的爱，神的爱。
And as I reached out to shake his hand,
然后当我伸出手来去握这个男士的手的时候
，She said the love of God came into my heart.
然后神的爱就这样一下降下来。
And I love that.
然后我就可以爱这位男士。
You see, this is not an automatic thing. This is something that God wants us to keep very up to date.
这个不是自然而然的这是神要给我们让我们每天要小心的每天要一直有这种爱每时每刻要靠着神
See, We are hurt many times and it's justified because you've not done anything to people
有的时候你的那个伤害是很不值得就是别人真的就是伤害你
And actually I think that's the greatest hurt when you really feel like I didn't do anything
有的时候你那个最大的伤害就在于说我没有做任何，我就根本没有做任何事情来值得这个回报。
I was so good to them.
我对你那么好，你怎么能这样？你怎么我什么事情伤害你的事情都没有做，但是你却被伤害，这种就是说没有缘由的伤害。
We have to understand that as our human nature,
在我们人的本性中
，and Satan's help, he will try to keep you feeling that way.
撒旦想要你想这个，就是说，
I have a right.
你会有这种想法，说我有这个权利。
You see these negative thoughts.
你这种负面的想法
，and they're controlling.
这个负面的想法在控制你。
But you see, God has a standard.
但是神呢，有他的标准。
These negative emotions quenches, stops, hurts God's spirit.
当你这些很负面的想法，这些呢会。真的是让神很伤心。
Now let me tell you, when these thoughts come to you, they're not sin.
当你有这种想法的时候，这种不是罪。
They're opportunity to make choices.
这个是一个让你做选择的机会。
When I have them come to me, I feel bad.
当他们这样的有 ，You mean hurt?
I feel bad for myself. I feel this way.
当我就是说，作为神的孩子，我这样感觉有这种负面的想法，我觉得。挺不舒服的。
But those things when they come to us and they hit us and they hurt us and the tears flow and how we feel, this is our place of choice.
但是当你感觉到很受伤害，你有眼泪，有伤心的时候，其实这个时候是你做选择的一个机会。
So that's where I must make my choice.
所以在那一刻呢，我必须要做我的选择。
And they're not always easy.
并不总是很容易。
But it means I mean it, Lord.
但是你是要对神说神呢我真的是想要有这个做这个选择
And I cannot tell you how many times I've had to pray
你不知道有多少次我必须要在神面前祷告
Lord don't let this hurt
说神啊不要让这个东西伤害我 不要让我
hold it against them
不要让我们对他们对这些人心怀抱怨不要让我真的是对他们就是有什么东西好像反对
And I cannot tell you how many times God came
但是真的很多次神就来到我的心中
God has a wonderful way of coming to us
神有这个我们意想不到的方式来到我们的生命中来到我们的心中
So we see then that he wants us to keep this pipe clear.
你知道吗？神想让我们这个管道是畅是清洁的，是畅通无阻的。
So what we have to do then is.
然后我们所要做的。
We have to become unconditionally acceptable.
就是说我们。
Acceptance.
我们就是要不管说神给我们什么，我们应该无条件的来接受这些。
I have to accept what life gave.
我们要能够接受生活所带给我的这一切。
I have to accept what they said.
我要能够接受别人对我所说的。
How they acted.
他们怎么样做。
I have to accept my husband.
我要能够接受我的配偶。
Just the way he is.
他就是这样的人，我的配偶就是这样。
I have to accept my wife.
我要能够接受我的太太，我的先，他就是这样的。
This is not always easy.
这个并不容易，很有时候很难。
But when we let those negative thoughts of what they have done,
但是如果我们允许这些负面的想法
come into our heart,
来进到我们的心中
and begin to go over and over,
然后我们不断的思想，不断的就是思想这些事情
there's anger,
直到我们的心里面开始有这个愤怒，有苦毒，有这个不饶恕。
We stopped up the pipe.
然后当我们有这些东西的时候，我们的管道就停下来了，就不再就流不动了。
There was a woman who was supposed to have been a very, very religious woman.
有一位女士，她本来是应该属于很敬虔的、很宗教的一个女士。
But she and her brother had a very bad fallout.
然后但她跟她的兄弟呢，他们中间有一个很大的一个不和。
And when she was dying.
然后当
他
这是一个真实的故事当他在就是在病危的时候快死的时候
They were talking to her because some of them knew this feeling she had
然后就有人跟他谈因为他们知道他跟他的兄弟不和 然后他们就想要跟他谈
And she said with such vehemence I will never forgive
但是他说什么他说我永远也不会饶恕他
And she went out into eternity neverForgiving.
然后他就这样，他就是这样的，就进到永恒里，从来没就说他永远也不饶恕他的兄弟，这样进到永恒里。
So what God wants is a clean vessel, a clean pipe.
神所想要的是一个清洁的一个管道，一个畅通的管道。
One time I was watching on the, forget where it was, but anyhow, this young man killed his wife.
然后我看到那个电视上有一个什么节目，就是有一个年轻人，一个丈夫杀了他的，他们都很年轻，但是把他的，就是说杀了他的妻子。
And they were having a trial.
然后呢，他杀了他的妻子以后，就开始有审判。
After a young man was condemned.
然后这个年轻人就被定罪了。
They let the family come and speak to him.
然后他们就让这个家里边的人来跟这个年轻人讲，就是
会面。The father came with such hate, such venom.
然后这个当然这个女孩子这个太太的爸爸来了非常的仇恨这个年轻人
The sister came
然后呢这个
With such hate in them
她也是这个被杀的妻子的姐妹来了也是很愤怒
I'll never forget as I watched the mother come
但是呢当这个妈妈来的时候这个被杀的这个女孩子的妈妈来的时候然后她就看着这个年轻人她的女婿以前的女婿
And she said my family is going to be against me
她说我们家人都会反对我的
But I want you to know I have forgiven you.
但是我要让你知道我原谅了你。
And that I love you.
然后我爱你。
I tell you that I think that shocked that whole world.
然后她真的是这个妈妈的这种反应让所有的人震惊。
She had an unconditional forgiveness because God's love.
因为神的爱，她有一个没有条件的饶恕。
I remember when I went to Shenzhen the very first time.
我第一次去深圳的时候
We stayed in a no star hotel.
我们住在一个不知道什么样的小旅馆里面
We were on the third floor.
然后我们在第三层楼
So the second floor they had a KTV.
然后二楼呢就是卡拉 OK.
Which was our savior.
然后那个卡拉 OK 你知道很吵的
One of the girls called and all these young women and men were coming up to the room.
Okay, 然后有一个人有一个姐妹又带了很多年轻人到我们的房间来见我们
And we were talking to them and giving them some Bible stories
然后我们就跟他们谈然后就给他们圣经
I said to one, aren't you afraid when they see all these No, she said they think they're going to the KTV。
然后我说你们这么多人来，你不怕那个被公安注意到吗？哦，他说没事，他说他们会以为我们去卡拉 OK。
So we got on, of course, the subject of divorce.
然后我们不知道怎么样讲，就讲到就是因为讲到这个卡拉 OK， 就讲到这个离婚的问题。
And I saw a little girl.
我看到一个年轻
，like she was getting a little agitated.
然后我讲到这个离婚，就看到一个年轻的女士
quiet,
就看上去好像有点不安。她一开始刚开始挺安静的。
So she finally, I said, "Do you want to say something?"
然后我就问她，
said,
我说你有什么问题吗？然后她说是。
She said, "I married that I had to marry a man, or I guess it was a family thing, you know."
她说我必须要是家里边人安排的，所以我嫁给一个人。
And she said.I didn't love him. He didn't love me.
然后呢，我也不爱我的先生，我先生也不爱我，因为家庭安排的。
It was very terrible.
他说是非常糟糕的。
Then he began to get into drugs, and they caught him.
然后这个男，这个他的先生呢，
they sent him to Shenzhen to prison.
然后呢，这个男的就被放到监狱里，在深圳的监狱里。
She said after that, I became a Christian.
他说在这之后呢，这个年轻的女士就说，我现在成为基督徒了。
She said my friends would come and say, now you can divorce him. Now you can get rid of him.
然后别人就告诉我说他已经进监狱，你现在可以跟他离婚了。
And she said no.
然后他这个女士说，这个姐妹说不可以。
I moved to Shenzhen.
她说我反而搬到了深圳。
I got a job in the factory.
然后我在那个工厂里边就找了一份工作。
Sweeping floors.
然后就是在那个工厂的那个里边扫地。
But I could go visit him.
但是这样的我就可以去监狱里探访，看我先生。然后她说我就不断的去监狱里看他。
And as I did.
但是当我这样不断的看他的时候，他慢慢的我心里就开始产生有这种爱，就是我们两个之间真的慢慢又开始有感情了。
She said, "We're getting ready to go home. His time is up."
当我们已经准备好，当他从那个监狱里服刑期满了之后，我们就一起回家。
Now they were going home as a loving couple.
然后现在我们就作为一位相爱的夫妇，然后回到家乡。
What was it?
那是什么呢？
The grace and the love of God.
这是神的爱的恩典。
The love that can flow through us.
神的这个爱可以通过我们流出去。
And can build us.
然后可以建造我们。
I have far more, but I'm going to.
然后我还有很多。
But all I want to ask you now is.
然后我所要现在要问你们的。
Are you willing to be like what Jesus said?
你愿意来成为主耶稣所说的
？Jesus said to us, "Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you."
主耶稣说
，Except a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies.
主耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了
，It abides alone.
仍旧是一粒。
But if it dies,
若是死了
，and brings it'll bring forth much fruit.
就结出许多子粒来。
What he's saying here to us.
主耶稣在这里所说的
There has to come a time in our life.
在我们的生命中要到一个地步
If you really want the love of God to flow through.
如果你真的想要神的爱通过你流露出来
That you really want to enjoy your salvation.
如果你真的想要享受你的救恩
You're going to have to put your own desires aside. You're going to have to die to yourself and become alive to Christ.
你要把自己放在一边，真的让自己让对自己死，然后呢，对神活。
Oh, you say I have to give up too much.
你说我这要放弃的太多了吧
？I got a terrible temper.
你说我这个脾气很坏。
And I like to tell him off.
然后我喜欢发脾气，我不高兴我就喜欢发脾气。
Many reasons we might feel, but let me tell you.
但是你有很多原因，你可能说你不愿意放弃自己。
When we get to the place where in our heart we can say, Lord.
如果我们到了一个地步，我们可以对神说，主啊
，I want you to take over my life.
我想让你来掌管我的生活。
I want you to help me.
我想你帮助我。
To be one that can love.
帮助我成为一个能爱的人。
He can do it.
神有办法。
There's so many illustrations I could give you.
我可以给你很多例子。
Of how the love of God can work through our lives.
神的爱怎么样可以在我们的生命中工作。
It's our choice.
但是是我们的选择。
And we have to keep our vessel.
要说我们这个管道，我们这个器皿要干净的，没有仇恨，没有苦毒，没有不饶恕。
But that flowing love of God.
只有神的爱，这样流露的爱是。
Shall we bow our heads?
让我们一起祷告。
Holy Spirit, this morning.
圣善的灵啊。
This is the desire of our heart.
这是我们心里的愿望。
That your love will always flow through us.
让你的爱真的从我们身上可以流露出去。
That we can sense the joy of the Lord in an unusual way.
让我们能够感觉真的是能够经历神的这个爱，有一种不同的、特别的一种喜乐。
Take our stubborn hearts.
真的是
strong minds and.Our desires that we want our own way, and help us, Lord, to commit them to you.
帮助我们，帮助我们能够放下自己的固执，放下我们自己的意愿，能够来渴慕你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I have found this.
我又发现。
Many times I used to say that to the Lord.
我很多次我对神说，对主说。
And I thought a minute.
然后我就想停下来想一分钟。
But there came one time I really meant it.
我很多在这之前，我很多次对神这样说，但是直到有一次，我心里真的是这样说了，真的这样决定。
And I learned what I have been preaching.
然后我就学到了，我真的是要，我学到了我所讲的，就是我自己要讲到。